If you're still waiting for a sign, here's another one. At California Psychics, we reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work for us. So we only connect you with the best. That's how we can guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And right now, new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. If that's not a sign, I don't know what is. Dramatic sound effect incoming. Experience the joy of certainty at CaliforniaPsychics.com.
This is the world famous K-Rock.
Hell yeah, welcome to your weekend Klein Alley show on K-Rock. It's a Friday morning. It's been a very emotionally draining week here in Southern California and beyond. Lots of stuff going on. In fact, later this morning, I'm going to talk to one of the spokespeople for LA Taco, which is a fantastic social media account if you're not following. Focuses on pretty much, I mean, they cover a lot of food in Southern California, but a lot of taco-related stuff and just the impact that everything that's been going on with the ice raids is having on the food trucks, the tacos. I mean, yeah. This is where it hits us all. And so we will be chatting with them a little bit later this morning to get a sense of that. Of course, between now
and taco trucks are being abandoned, right?
Some of them being abandoned. Others, by the way, are stepping up and saying if you have been affected or if you're in hiding or whatever it is, we will give you free food. So you need to grab food and bring it to someone else. So it's really interesting how it all eventually comes back to tacos.
Or as a person who has the privilege to feel safe right now, go visit a taco truck. Give them your money. They need it.
Yeah, and Allie's, poor Allie, does that white people taco night crap with yogurt and ground turkey. I mean, it's no good.
That's Greek yogurt.
Biggest shame. Yeah. This hour on the show,
mild taco seasoning.
We'll do some Generation Wars, try to give you bragging rights. I believe the last time we did this, boomers reigned supreme, but there's another Generation War brewing, so we will get into Generation Wars. It's a funny war, unlike the other ones that are happening in America and outside in the world, so we will get to that coming up this hour on the show. And when we get back, we will answer the age-old question. Is Joshua Jackson an A-lister? Allie believes he is, through and through. So we sent Jake into the streets to find out if that is true. And there is just a ton of reaction from all sorts of different people. And we will get to the social experiment about A-listers in the year 2025 next on K-Rock. K-Rock, we are Klein Alley Show. We live in an interesting time where I think universally people used to agree on who were the A-listers of the world. And usually they were monster movie stars, big movie stars, like the Denzels and the George Clooneys and the Brad Pitts. And, you know, you could even argue like Jennifer Aniston or Meryl Streep. You're going to go old school with it. And now we live in this weird time where A-lister means different things to different people. And apparently, according to Allie, A-lister means Joshua Jackson.
Look, I don't think I ever said A-lister from the beginning.
Well, this is what you said at the beginning, and then we sent Jake to do some street science to figure out, because you doubled down yesterday, earlier in the week, when you said that you believe that you were right, because he's in the new Karate Kid movie, that you were right all along, and we're a bunch of out-of-touch idiots. But this was the original conversation that happened on K-Rock many months ago.
A lot of these big studios, they kind of reserve lots of millions of dollars for, like, one or two really big actors. Okay, we're going to have Joshua Jackson in this new show, we're going to spend all of our money on him,
it's and then the other Joshua ones kind of lose out. Jackson is your example of a big name actor.
He is a big name actor.
I mean,
wait a minute, what?
Could have gone with George Clooney.
Yeah,
Brad
there's
Pitt,
so many go-to big name actors,
and you go
from Dawson's Creek.
Dawson's Creek.
That's your big name actor. Quote: studios are holding onto a reserve of money so that they can hire the big name actors like Joshua Jackson.
Okay,
is the craziest sentence I've ever heard in my life. So Allie's been standing by that because, she never backs down from an argument. So we sent Jake into the streets. The fact that we had to send Jake into the streets with a microphone to ask people if they were familiar with Joshua Jackson.
Which, Klein, I've thought of that because he's done a lot of successful shows.
No,
a very storied
I get
career.
It. I just think it's funny when you go for the one example you're going to give for your story about how, the Hollywood industry is reserving a bunch of money to get the big names. That's the one.
He
you
has
went
a big name.
So let's find out if the street agrees. It's time for street science.
You are now about to witness the strength of street
science.
So I'm going to just play these until you tell me to stop. And this was Jake, and he was all over the streets of Southern California yesterday. And this
but,
is
but before we play this, even if there are people who don't know who Joshua Jackson is and they're living under a rock, there are people who still don't know who Brad Pitt and Jennifer Aniston are. So, like you said at the beginning, A-lister is now very subjective.
Yeah, here we go. Let's find out.
What's your name?
My name is Donovan.
Donovan, do you know who Joshua Jackson is?
Joshua Jackson. Yes, if I asked Siri, I'd be able to figure it out.
So, you don't know?
No.
If you had to guess, what do you think Joshua Jackson is famous for?
Joshua Jackson stands for?
No, what he's famous for.
What he's famous for? His last name, Jackson.
He's part of the Jackson clan?
I think so.
All right, so we're 0 for 1.
All right, well, whatever. That's just one guy and whatever crackhead he was hanging out with.
So that person doesn't know, but maybe this person does.
I'm Abby from downtown L.A.
Abby, do you know who Joshua Jackson is?
I couldn't say that I do, no.
If you had to guess what he's famous for, what would you guess?
Sports. Sports somehow.
What sport does he play?
I feel like basketball.
Yeah. Could you tell me the name of an A-lister? Who you consider an A-lister?
An A-lister, like any celebrity?
Yeah.
I would say Sabrina Carpenter.
Oh, that's not a good example.
Well, she's a... She's an A-lister
right now.
In the world of music right now, she's an A-lister.
Yeah, but that's... I don't think...
She's no Joshua Jackson.
When you think of an A-lister, you think of, like, a household name, like Joshua Jackson.
Right. Well, clearly, everyone does think that. Here's the third person. I mean, Allie, I've got 50 of these I could play.
Yeah, whatever. I'm sure you're just only going to play the no's.
I'm playing all of them.
Jake, I'm sure you got lots of yeses,
I'm playing them in order from top to bottom. Top to bottom.
Can you tell me who Joshua Jackson is?
That guy was an MMA fighter.
All right, we're getting closer now. This guy, we're proving the point. A-lister.
He's in the tank out. I don't know who he is. That's Joshua Jackson. Joshua Jackson. He was here tonight. I think he was here tonight. Wasn't he? Joshua? No, it wasn't. Joshua, what is he? I don't know what he is.
He's famous. What do you think he's famous for?
Not for being a good bartender. I've heard know him. My best friend.
So, all right, this guy clearly
Joshua Jackson is his best friend.
This guy's clearly hammered right now, but he has still never heard of him. He's starting to get aggressive, too.
Joshua Jackson. I don't know. Was he in the, like the A-team?
Was he on the A-team? That's a great guess.
He went from being an MMA fighter to on the A-team. Yeah. It just shows that he's a transformational actor.
Right. Except this guy has never heard of him, but maybe this person has, Allie.
What's your name?
Mateo.
Can you tell me who Joshua Jackson is?
Come on, Mateo.
I could not tell you who Joshua Jackson is.
Come on.
Damn. If you had to guess why he's famous, what would you guess?
Music-wise? Oh. That's my guess.
Yeah. What kind of music do you think he plays?
Jazz kind of style.
Okay.
He's
so
a jazz musician.
We're not doing great right. So far.
No one has even said he's an actor.
No. That my point is that your gauge is so off on so many things.
He's a household name in some household.
All right, let's find out. Another person, Jake, simple question. Who is Joshua Jackson? You'd think an A-lister, at least, I would say 9 out of 10 have to know who the person is to be an A-lister. Maybe even 10 out of 10. So this is not off to a good start.
What's your name?
My name is Ava DeFranco.
Where are you from?
I'm from Austin, Texas.
All right, maybe we find someone in another state, right? These California people, they're too cool to know who Joshua Jackson is.
Can you tell me who Joshua Jackson is?
No, sir, I cannot.
Just immediately.
That's all nice with the selling.
If you had to guess why he's famous, what would you guess?
Probably the porn industry.
Sure, sure.
Okay.
What do you think his porn name is?
Charlie Bronco.
All right, so we've moved away now. Allie, we're not moving not moving in the right direction.
We've gone to every other field now other than actor.
Here's another person that Jake approached.
What's your name?
JR.
JR from where?
Here, from L.A.
JR, have you ever heard of Joshua Jackson?
No.
If you had to guess what Joshua Jackson is famous for, what would you say?
Pedophile. I don't know. I don't know who that is.
Can you give me an example? Who do you think is a Hollywood A-lister?
Ben Affleck.
And he's right. That's a great example. Ben Affleck.
Sure, Ben Affleck is an A-lister. Yeah, Oprah would be another A-lister.
Yeah, now you're good at coming up with them just during that one
and
time.
And Joshua Jackson.
818,
I'm chronically online and I have no idea who this is. Another person said, I just Googled him and I literally couldn't name one thing that he is in.
It's just so funny that in your mind, this is someone that you claim that we asked you, if we send Jake in the streets, how many people will know who Joshua Jackson is? You said most people.
323, I think that drunk guy was thinking of Rampage Jackson.
Perhaps he was, but it's okay. It happens.
He was A-team and MMA.
All right, so do you need me to play more of these? Hold on,
Jake. Come on, go through until you can find one yes. Jake, there's one yes, I know.
I think Jake said he found one person. Hold on.
What's your name?
My name's Candace.
Candace, do you know who Joshua Jackson is?
I had the biggest crush on him when I was like, I don't know, 19.
So there here we found someone.
Yeah?
Yes.
So do you know who Joshua Jackson is?
Pacey.
He's a pedophile.
Yeah.
Would you consider Joshua Jackson an A-lister?
No.
Well, there you have it, Allie. The person that's heard of him still says not an A-lister.
661 said respect for Joshua Jackson. He is a national treasure and 100% an A-list celebrity.
Vanessa, make it your top priority to get Joshua Jackson on this show. If we have a slow day, we'll let him come on with us. And and we will ask we'll ask him if if he thinks he's an A-lister or not. And I bet you even he will confirm he's not an A-lister.
323, Allie is single-handedly making him famous.
Really? Just this bit? I think we have to do this bit weekly. Who is Joshua Jackson? This could be our next thing. I mean, it's really remarkable
if
you think about it. He's
going to really blow up online. Everyone's just like Google searches of 2025 all of a sudden shot up with everyone looking up Joshua Jackson.
What's your name?
Julia.
Julia, can you tell me who Joshua Jackson is?
No.
There you go.
We have to make show shirts that say, that have his picture.
Yeah.
And say, who is this?
Who is this? By an Allie show. Quick break. We're back in a moment. When we return, Generation Wars is up. If you'd like to battle out for your generation, give us a call, 800-520-1067. Bragging rights and a tiny towel could be yours next. K-Rock, Klein Alley Show, when there's actual wars happening in the world, you feel like you have no control over what will go on. But when there's a generation war brewing at K-Rock, you better believe you have a chance to earn bragging rights for your entire generation. And regardless if you consider yourself a Gen Xer, a Millennial, a Zennial, a Gen Zer, Generation Alpha, like you were a baby listening to the show right now, or a Boomer, the most recent winner in the generation wars, Boomer, and we've never had a Millennial winner.
Yeah,
which
I know.
Is incredibly frustrating.
In fact, I think millennials have done the worst out of every generation every time we've played Generation Wars.
And whenever we get into this, everyone argues as to why their generation is the best. I think science, we found out last week, has declared that Gen X actually is the coolest generation for a variety of reasons.
And the happiest.
And the happiest, right? Meanwhile, everyone argues that, well, that's just what they want to tell themselves because they're, you know, out of touch or they didn't evolve. But the Gen Xers claim, I got the best of both worlds. I got to run around the neighborhood without being worried about getting kidnapped, and I could also figure out how the internet works.
Well, and as a millennial, we like to make a lot of excuses as to why we're not the top generation or the coolest or happiest. Because it's like, well, we had to go through the 2008 economic crash, and then there was 9/11, and then there was COVID, and we had to deal with technology, and then no technology before that. We've had it hard. But every generation thinks they've had it hard.
Representing all of Gen X, born in, I believe, well, that would make her 79 or 80. Susie wants to represent Gen X. Susie claims that she remembers drinking. What did you do? Drinking with hose? With a hose?
What?
I don't know.
Drinking
water
out of the hose because we had to choose whether we were outside or inside for the day. So if we were outside, we only had water from the hose.
All right. So that
was like a dog.
A real Gen Xer thing, apparently.
Yeah.
And,
come back in.
And
yeah.
You one time successfully completed a Rubik's Cube. Is that correct?
Yes, absolutely. All my brother used to hog the video game, so I had Rubik's Cubes to play.
All right. That is a real Gen Xer right there, through and through. And she would like to defend her generation. She will not. It will not be easy, though, Allie, because she's battling a representative. Let's move in order, and we go to now a millennial, born in the mid-'80s now. She has got a tattoo.
Joshua Jackson.
Not Joshua Jackson. And is proud of the fact that she has 16,000 followers on Instagram, which that's all that matters if you're a millennial, right? How many people follow you? Michelle, good morning.
Good morning.
You are a boy. Were you born?
I was born in 85.
So you're an early millennial, and you will be representing millennials now. If you know the answer to the question I ask, you must yell out millennial to chime in first. Okay. But it's not going to be just you and a Gen Xer. We have to add a third into the mix. So representing Gen Z, we have Nathan. Nathan, what year were you born in?
2009.
And what is it that you do that makes you Gen Z?
I've one time stayed on the video game 24 hours without using the restroom.
Wow, that's pretty cool. What game were you playing?
Fortnite back in like 2020.
Really makes your Rubik's Cube accomplishment seem pretty lame, huh?
Yeah. I think the most Gen Z thing about you was when you said back in 2020.
Yeah, all the way back in 2020. All right.
The olden days.
Guys, you must yell out your generation to chime in first. We'll keep score. I've got a variety of questions here that should hit all of your generations, but maybe you steal questions that were intended for other generations. So here we go. What is Chugi?
Oh.
Millennial.
Nice.
Go ahead, millennial.
That is something that's gross and unattractive.
It's not exactly.
It gives you the ick. It gives you the ick.
Yeah, it can do that. Well, it's something that's kind of outdated, a little awkward.
Kind of basic bitchy, yeah. Like Uggs.
I think you were in the right ballpark, but let me just go look in. Johnny, we going a thumbs up or thumbs down on that response? Yeah, he gives a thumbs down. I'm so sorry.
Oh, man.
It's our Gen Z representative.
Millennial
says we
was
cannot
off to a good
that.
Start.
Moving on. Question two. What collab sauce happened between McDonald's and Rick and Morty? What was it called?
Millennial.
Go ahead.
That was the.
So millennial. She's good at yelling her name. But what
do
was
you
it?
Want from me? I lived through 2008.
What, say it again. What's your answer?
It's the...
God, can't I accept it? I'm sorry.
Oh, come on.
Anyone want to steal that one? All right, Szechuan sauce. That was the big one. We move on. Question number three.
Szechuan, that's right.
That's okay. In the song Opposites Attract, Paula Abdul rapped alongside of what animated cat? What was the name of the animated cat?
Millennial.
I did hear millennial first, but no, she is going to get it. Go ahead. What was the name of the cat?
Garfield.
Oh, Gen X.
No, it's not Garfield. Oh. That is wrong.
Okay, Gen X.
Go ahead.
MC Scat Cat.
That is correct. On the board, MC Scat Cat has put Gen X in the lead, and Gen Z is just hanging back, waiting for his opportunity to strike, and we go to this next question. These are all over the place. You don't know when it will be your turn. What was the name of the coffee shop from the TV show Friends called?
Gen X.
Gen X, go ahead.
Central Perk.
There you go.
All right, you're up 2-0 now. Yeah. Gen X is reigning supreme and running away with it. And we go to this next question. Why would you do a glow up?
Gen X.
Why would you not?
I like that.
Gen X, go ahead.
So you could look prettier.
Okay, I will accept that. Yes, that is a correct answer. We go to the next question.
I would also accept, why would you not?
Right, also.
Also, yeah, why wouldn't you?
Go to the next question now. It's Generation Wars on K-Rock.
Gen X sweeping so far.
Sweeping right now. What would you use to try to flip a pog or stack of pogs over?
Gen X.
Millennial.
Go ahead, Gen X.
Gen X, you got in first.
A slammer.
Wow.
Slammer. She got it right. Wow, this is a runaway victory. I just want to check in on Gen Z. Are you still around or no?
Yeah, I'm lost.
Okay, not doing great so far. Here we go, moving on. It's too bad because some of these questions are technically all over the place. I mean, as far as, you know, generations that the answer should know. Let's go with this one. Which band had their album preloaded on an iPhone?
Oh. Millennial.
Go ahead, millennial.
That was going to be Coldplay.
Oh, no.
Oh, my gosh. Oh. Michelle, you're so, like, confident and then
you
wrong.
You too was the band.
Oh, well, they both suck, so, I mean.
All right, fair enough. And I don't think it even matters, but I will ask the last two questions. At this point, I believe the generation war has come to an end, but who was Johnny Carson's sidekick? I'll say that word. That's all right. That was before you never know if a boomer's going to play or not, so we have to have some questions in for the boomers as well.
There's some boomer in his car right now.
Final question.
Going like, how could they not know?
What was the first spinoff from the show Beverly Hills 90210?
Gen X.
Yeah.
Melrose Place.
That's correct.
Wow.
All right. Gen X, congratulations. Bragging rights for all Gen Xers out there. I'm so sorry. Nathan, you put up a total score of 0.
Thank you.
Are you bothered by that at all? Or
no,
are you cool?
Don't care. You don't care.
He's still a little lost.
Oh, young for this.
All right, I get it. I hear you, dude, loud and clear. Hey, millennial, you were great at yelling out millennial. You were not great at getting the right answers, though. So I'm so sorry we have to say goodbye.
Thank you.
The winner of the tiny towel and bragging rights for at least a week goes to everyone in Gen X. Please celebrate accordingly. And people on the text line are livid because they say, I'm a Gen Z. I got all those right. I'm a millennial. I could answer every single one of those. But it doesn't matter.
You can
get through.
Yeah, play next time.
Susie, you and Gen X are celebrating now. And I will play any Gen X, any Gen X song of your choosing next on K-Rock. What would you like to hear?
Pain by that one band.
All right.
And it peters out.
I'm going to give you what I had in store for you anyway, which was the Cardigans Love Fool on
there
K-Rock.
You go.
Congrats.
That sounds perfect.
Today is Friday the 13th. Sunday is Father's Day. And perhaps you are celebrating because you got kids or you got a dad. And maybe you don't care at all, but it is on Sunday. There's another reminder. We'll give away a giant TV coming up soon. It's a beautiful 98-incher.
This is our in-studio big TV. I think that it's more important than the other TVs, and I think you and I should both rub ourselves on it before we give it away.
We will rub ourselves all over it and potentially even hand-deliver it for you. It's the QM6K, and it is gorgeous. Can't wait to give that away. There's a lot of reasons you could have kids. I would argue the best reason to have kids is so you can use the carpool lane.
Oh, yeah.
It gives you full access to an entirely new lane of the freeway that is just for you or anyone that's driving with more than a few people. Although over the years, they opened it up a little bit to allow people that have like electric cars, I think. If you've been grandfathered in, you have that sticker. You can use it even if you have no other friends.
Yeah, I don't have that sticker, but I have like an old expired sticker. So I feel like that's good enough.
But apparently, new research is out and it shows that the number of violators of the high occupancy vehicle lane is skyrocketing and no one respects that lane anymore at all. People just go in it if they want to go in it. They don't even think about how many people I have in my car. And as a result, I think they've given more tickets than ever before. And even just in the research they do when they give you that warning, like, you know, speed is being tracked by airplanes or whatever else, however they're doing surveillance on us, they have found that more and more people are just using that, riding in that lane solo. And they just don't care. Zero F's given.
Which SoCal freeway do you think is the most abused carpool lane? Because I have the list here of which ones people abuse the most.
I mean, 405's got to be the busiest. The five is always at a standstill. So I would think that anything you could use to move around there would be better. But some of them don't have. Some of them, I feel like you all of a sudden you hit a stretch where there is no carpool lane.
Yours, I know, sometimes it's elusive. It's there and it's gone.
It's there and gone. That's always the excuse I ever, you know, have on the ready if I get pulled over.
Also, some carpool lanes have gone away and they install those fast track BS things.
Right. Where you technically
have to pay. Yeah,
yes.
Yeah, yeah.
And if you drive in them, which by the way you can do, they'll just send you a nice little thing in the mail in a few weeks.
And you
weeks.
Can just go ahead and ignore that.
And you can just go ahead and throw that right in the shredder.
You know, it's the worst when you actually decide, okay, I'm going to use that lane and then there's no traffic on the right side and you're like, damn it. Why did I do this?
Whenever I play that game of moving over, got to go left. Everyone gets on you, got to go as left as possible.
It's such a quick decision you have to make.
Sometimes it is incredibly frustrating going as left as possible only to sit still and watch everyone on the right side just breezing.
God, why?
Because I go far left with the potential of going 80 miles an hour. But then to sit still, watch people that are actually on the right going 40, but
comfortably. Then you see people in the right, all the way in the right lane, just cruising, and you're like, damn it.
So I would imagine the most violated has got to be, just because of the amount of cars on there, it would have to be 405.
Of the violations that they've given out, most of them were the 10.
Hmm.
So, and if you think about it, that has a lot of traffic all the time.
You a 10.
A 10, girl. And then there was the 605.
What's up, crying alley? It's the Bud Light Bros.
Oh, careful. You say 10, they start popping out of nowhere. Those guys left a great long message we'll get to later this morning.
Then it was the 605, then the 5, then the 14, then the 405, and then the 60.
Well, that's just because.
And they call this occupancy misrepresentation.
I don't even know. So that's just people.
That's what they call it.
That's
people that
pretending.
Are falsely using the carpool lane.
But every once in a while you do hear the story, the viral story of the guy that has a mannequin or he puts a wig on the passenger seat. Like for a while I had a hat and a pair of sunglasses on my passenger seat.
Just sitting on the bottom of the passenger seat?
I taped them. I put the sunglasses went right over the headrest and I put the hat on the top of the headrest. And I didn't do
like
that.
Weekend at Bernie's.
I didn't really do it to like pull one over. I just
thought it was funny.
I did it one time and I just left it there and I haven't been pulled over in
a while. You're such a troublemaker.
But troublemaker turn baby maker, Allie. You know me. But do people actually go elaborate? Like, do people have inflatable dolls. And
I don't think it's worth the effort, to be honest.
That's how I feel.
People understand that in Southern California, there's a lot worse stuff going on
at all times
than for cops to be worrying about carpool violators.
But yet, for whatever reason, they are worried about them because they're giving a ton of tickets.
On the way to work today, I was in the carpool lane on the 405, and then I saw a cop coming up behind me, and I went right over into the right lane.
Because are you allowed to? How long is the rule? Like, you're allowed to use that lane to pass?
Yeah, and that's a great loophole.
Right.
I'm always, could be passing.
Right.
I could be passing at any time.
Passing that truck that's 19 miles up there.
So if you see a cop, you just get over and you're like, oh, I was just in there for a second.
Yeah, apparently the 10, a lot of people say that I've gotten that violation on the 10. That's a terrible violation to get. That's like the moving equivalent of getting a jaywalking violation, is to get like one of those. Because you rarely hear about it, but people have gotten them before. It's absolutely legitimate. Be careful. We got to take a quick break. There's your PSA today. If you're going to use the carpool lane, they are now cracking down more than ever, supposedly. I don't believe it, but supposedly they're cracking down more than ever.
Or people are just more egregious about the violations than ever before.
The best hack is to have a car seat or one of those things like on the window that shows like baby on board.
Oh my God, yes.
They just assume you don't have to go through the process of buying a mannequin.
Well, what's cool is I didn't realize like the day your baby is born, that's carpool lane status. I thought it was like the kid has to be big enough to be like a true passenger.
I think you can do it if you're pregnant. You have a baby inside of you.
No, because no. That girl that looks like me got pulled over for that, remember?
Oh, yeah, but she had meth on her or something.
That's true.
Yes. Quick break. We're back in a moment. Your news next. World Famous. Thank God it's Friday! Friday morning, K-Rock. It's almost 9 o'clock, which means we have the first four-pack of tickets to give you to Knott's Berry Farm. We'll do that just after the ADD news. Then you'll win a four-pack every single hour straight up through 6 p.m., and that's going to happen for the rest of the morning. You know, Father's Day is on Sunday, and people have been leaving their dad advice on the goat line because earlier this week we gave away Giant TV for the best or worst dad advice you gave or received. And a lot of people couldn't get through, but they still wanted to share with us this. And I thought because Father's Day is almost here, before we get to your news, let's listen to this touching tribute to a man's father.
I'm a podcast listener, and I just want to say that my fatherly advice would have definitely won me that TV. I told my dad one time on Valentine's Day that I was going to go to the store, get my wife and my mom flowers for him that he could claim. And he told me, no, son, that's okay. And I said, but Dad, Mom would really appreciate flowers. And he went ahead and said, son, let me tell you, sometimes you just need to piss them off. And that was his fatherly advice to me. Thank you.
Beautiful. Beautiful. That's right. Sometimes you just need them mad at you.
Yeah.
Which is very easy.
It's hard to let somebody be mad at you and to just do nothing about it. There's power in that.
This guy said, I'm going to pick up flowers, give them to you. All you got to do is hand them to Mom. He goes, no, I want her mad at me. That's good advice right there. We do have one of these giant TVs to give you next hour, so we'll get into all of that. But first, your news.
Grab your Adderall. It's time for ADD News.
This is going to be a nostalgic ADD News. If you watched MTV at all, you may be sad to have learned that Vijay Ananda Lewis passed away. She was 53 years old. She had a long battle with breast cancer. She had told everyone in 2020 that she got it, and she said she found her own lump, and she was very vocal about her process, sharing holistic remedies and things like that. If you remember, in the 90s, she was hired by MTV to be a VJ in 1997, and she hosted Total Request Live and Hot Zone. And then in 99, the New York Times quote for her was, the hip-hop generation's reigning it girl. And then she left in 2001. She did a lot of different things. But if you want some nostalgia, obviously the sound quality here is not going to be the greatest, but this is just one of her hits from MTV.
Including Snoop Doggy Dogg, which brings me to my video I'm more info on Snoop. Now, you know he's been a busy man, the dog man. He's done two soundtracks, including Gang Related and I-95. And Gang Related actually comes out this week, so make sure you stay tuned because I'm going to tell you when exactly it comes out.
Isn't that crazy that it's like only I can tell you when it comes out?
That was the best clip we could find, was that?
Well, I was finding it in a hurry. There was a lot. There was
good job, Alan.
That was tribute there.
That was
some tribute to
Ananda. Well, maybe some other people Lewis can help me find audio. That would be really great so that I didn't have to resort to this.
I don't know if we're paying tribute to Ananda Lewis.
You can just not do the story.
Or that buzz.
I don't want to not do the story because obviously people were pretty affected by her death, so I decided to include it. You guys, stupid assholes.
I stand by Ali's statement right there.
If anyone else wants to find a better clip and put it on, please go ahead. All right, in Hollywood these days, if you can't think of an original idea, why are you laughing?
Nothing.
Listen, it was a tribute to Ananda Lewis.
I was trying to give any kind of example of what she sounded like back then. I couldn't find a better. I was looking and I couldn't find anything that had better sound quality. And I was like, well, I guess this is better than nothing.
I bet you we couldn't find one with worse sound quality. Let me see here.
It was back then. There wasn't a lot of good sound quality back then when you were playing, replaying old stuff from like 30 or 40 years ago.
That was 99, you said?
97 is when she was on Total Request Live.
Hold on. Let me see if I can find something here. I've got a tribute to Ananda Lewis. Here it is. R.I.P. R.I.P.
Okay, great. Didn't you watch her?
Of course. She was one of the goats. I mean, all those VJs, they were all Carson Daly, obviously used to be a K-Rock. Then he got that VJ gig. He hightailed it out of here, went to MTV. And then they had a nice run of VJs for a while. It was a big deal at MTV. You got a new VJ growing up. If you're a millennial, it was a big story.
I know. All right. In Hollywood these days, if you can't think of an original idea, just reboot an old one. Reboots like to tap into that nostalgia, and it'll hit every time. We have a few that have been announced or have been giving updates. Of course, there's the highly anticipated Little House on the Prairie reboot, a reboot of American Gladiators, and many, many more. But the exciting one that was just announced is that after all these years, 38 of them to be exact, Spaceballs 2 is happening. Spaceballs is one of the best spoof films ever made. They released an announcement that started with one of those big, long, scrolling texts a la Star Wars, which starts 38 years ago. There was only one Star Wars trilogy. Since then, there has been a prequel trilogy, a sequel to the prequel, a prequel to the sequel, countless TV spinoffs, a movie spinoff of the TV spinoff, which was both a prequel and a sequel, but there has only been one Spaceballs until now. And then Mel Brooks came on and announced it officially.
After 40 years.
40!
We asked, what do the fans want? But instead, we're making this movie. May the Schwartz be with you.
Isn't that exciting?
I'm excited.
And yeah, he did say 40 years, Jake, but he is also 98 years old. I think they were like, it's 38 years, Mel. And he's like, all right, we'll just round up to 40.
Okay.
I feel like the years just kind of go by.
Ananda Lewis clip.
Go ahead.
I could play it here if you want.
Yeah, let's pay some respects to
Ananda Lewis. Go ahead, Jake. You do yours.
I can't do it from my studio.
Oh, okay.
Great. No, I'll play it from here. Next?
Give me some inspiration for some style in the 80s with your good videos right there. Right before that video, former Nick Patrick Ewing, a hell of a basketball center, but he ain't no VJ. Did you see him? Toss it. Woo! Tough job. Back in 1986, a couple of old school New York rappers showed their love for classic rock.
That's a real throwback right there.
Cool.
It's Layla at 4 p.m. today on the Jams Countdown. Hanging out with Bill Bellamy. But, and